Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. From the Gospel of Luke chapter 9, verses 28 to 34, we read, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and went up onto a mountain to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared in glorious splendor, talking with Jesus. They spoke about his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem. Peter and his companions were very sleepy, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As the men were leaving Jesus, Peter said to him, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not know what he was saying. While he was speaking, a cloud appeared and enveloped them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. A voice came from the cloud saying, This is my Son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him. Phil received an email from his supervisor. Not only did it say read immediately, it was also marked extremely important. Initially, Phil assumed it was going to be like every other important meeting he attended, somewhat boring and unnecessary. Something hinted this one was different. Whether it was the wording of the email or the energy among his co-workers, he decided he should go. Once the meeting convened, Phil realized why it was extremely important for him to attend. His supervisor announced his retirement and named Phil as his replacement. Extremely important could be used to describe the meeting Jesus had on the mountain of his transfiguration. As he prayed, his appearance changed, and his true glory as God was unveiled. If this were not amazing enough, Moses and Elijah also appeared with him in the glorious splendor. This meeting was extremely important because it focused on Jesus' departure from this world and the fulfillment of his God-appointed work, which included his crucifixion, death, and resurrection. This meeting in glorious splendor also signaled Jesus was the one whom God appointed and approved to rescue all people from the curse of sin. It is a meeting to which I need to pay close attention and cherish as extremely important. Even though the meeting on the mountain of transfiguration is important, it is easy to be like the disciples, sleepy about spiritual matters. The devil wants me to dismiss this glorious meeting as unreliable. The world wants me to reject it as impossible. Even my flesh wants me to question its importance. What will I lose if I allow myself to be lulled into spiritual sleepiness? I will miss the joy of knowing I have peace with God. I will miss the confidence of knowing I can stand acceptable before the Lord on the day of judgment. I will miss the comfort of knowing I will live with my Savior in the glorious splendor of heaven. This is a meeting I do not want to miss. Jesus' meeting with Moses and Elijah on the mountain of transfiguration was important, and it is important for me to be there with the eyes of faith. Through faith I can see the loving and faithful Savior God provided. Through faith I can see the rescue which Jesus secured. Through faith I can see the joy which is mine through this important meeting and which is expressed in the words, Lord, it is good to be here. O precious Savior, I thank you for revealing your glory as true God. I also thank you for revealing yourself as the one whom God chose to be my Savior. Give me the faith I need to keep this glorious picture before my eyes as I live in this world. Then, through faith, let me see your unveiled glory in heaven. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.